It's time for Benedict and Raven postseason basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis. Our postseason coverage of Raven Hoops is brought to you by Larry Busing and Julie Avey at MassMutual Financial Services, Tate Plumbing, L&L Construction, Hundley Liquor, and Taco John's in Atchison. It's Benedict and Raven postseason basketball, and it begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. Nearly half of adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure, but only 1 in 4 have it under control. From measuring your blood pressure to discussing family history, your primary care provider can help you gain a solid understanding of your heart disease risk. Schedule a visit with an Amberwell primary care provider today to talk about your heart health. Call 913-367-7300 for a no-wait, same-day appointment. That's 913-367-7300.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, olé the day.
Here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where tonight it is the first round of the Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's Postseason Basketball Tournament as the Benedictine Ravens play host to William Penn. Hello again, everybody. It's Joseph back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. He is our producer and engineer this evening, taking care of us all. Joseph, look forward to a great one here tonight. Thank you. Gus Counts will be along shortly. Tom Counts with you here, and the team's out of the court warming up, and all of those games in the course of the season behind you, it is win in advance at this point in the season, and these two teams have met earlier this year. Well, they met last year. In fact, all the way back before Thanksgiving, second game of the season, November the 14th, and the Benedictine Lady Ravens here in Atchison won that ballgame 65-50. It was a big win for BC, and they won. Until that game, William Penn was on a four-game winning streak against Benedictine. So, Lady Ravens coming up with a big win there. For BC, they come into the ballgame today at 16-7. William Penn enters the game at 10-8. That said, we're going to take a little brief break. We're going to come back. We're going to bring in the starters, a little more insight, and then the tip-off of tonight's Heart of America Athletic Conference quarterfinal game in this postseason tournament. We'll be back with that right after this.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
It's a great day in Atchison, and it's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. Ron and Michelle at Urban Lawn Care are proud to support area sports teams and schools. If you are interested in a leading college prep boarding school rooted in the Catholic faith and Midwestern values, visit Marhill Mount Academy online at mh-ma.com. Urban Lawn Care, where our business is in the green.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Have you reviewed your life insurance policies recently? It's possible that current market conditions have impacted your plans. Larry Busing and Julie Avey at Mass Mutual can help you determine if you're on track with your life insurance needs. Whether you're well on the road to retirement or just beginning your journey, Larry and Julie have the skill and the tools at their disposal to assist you with estate planning. Give them a call at 913-367-2354 or see them at 625 Commercial for a free quote. The future won't wait. Why not get started today? Atchison Auto Parts is your independent NAPA dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts too, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium. The public address announcer introducing the starters to the crowd on hand. Allow me to share them with you. First of all, for William Penn, under fourth season head coach Steve Williamson, they come into the ball game tonight at 10-8, and they're going to be starting Brianna Wendland. She's a 5'8" junior from Richfield, Minnesota. Out of Columbia, Missouri, the 5'3" freshman, Macy Kuchta. And 6 foot sophomore, Bailey Reardon, out of River Falls, Wisconsin. Santasia White from Lubbock, Texas. She's a 5'6" junior. And the 5'11" senior from Shakopee, Minnesota, Brittany West. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens and 19th season head coach Chad Folsom with his assistants Andy Connolly and Andy McGill. Benedictine is going to be starting Sam Brennan, a 5'8" senior from Cape Girardeau. Out of Wichita, 5'7" senior Bryn Ball, going to be Natalie Samarin, a 6'2" senior from Maple Plain, Minnesota. From Gardner, Kansas, a 5'10" junior, Scott Washington, and Allie Brzezowski. She's a junior and 6'1" out of Hera, Oklahoma. Gus, do you remember all the way back before Thanksgiving when these two teams played their first game back on the 14th of November? Do you remember anything about it, really?
I do.
Do you?
Well, in the sense of we had Benedictine College football and then ran down the hill and did two Heart of America Athletic Conference games that day.
So it was the famous triple dip day.
Gotta love a good triple dip day. And it was a game where the Benedictine College of Lady Ravens were able to come away with a 15-point win over a William Penn team. Now, let's also talk about William Penn a little bit. This is a much different team than we saw earlier this season because Lakia Moore, number four, she's a conference newcomer of the year, and she's just starting to kind of get her game legs. And like I said, the Statesmen, a really competitive team, but a team that the Lady Ravens really need to take care of business early against tonight.
And the ball goes up. The tip is away. It'll be controlled down by William Penn. Lady Statesmen with the basketball, and we are underway. They, William Penn in gold with navy and white. And here's a shot from the top. It's up and good for three. And off the hand of Bailey Reardon, William Penn brings out on top 3-0, scoring on their initial possession of the evening. Benedictine with the basketball now, and they're working around to the right side, into the corner. Here's a three for Sam. Got it! Sam Brennan! How about that? That is not her typical shot.
Yeah, we don't really see Sam up from the corner, able to knock in a big three right there and go punch for punch with William Penn to start this thing.
And into the forecourt, that's going to be Wendland with the basketball. Dishes it off on top to Kuchta. Over to the right baseline. Ravens playing in that player defense. So the pass comes out on top. And here's a driving shot up and good, and that was a mistake by conference first teamer Natalie Samarin. She dove for the ball. The ball handler went around her and laid it up and in. That is going to be the
fifth point for Reardon.
Yep. Here's a shot for the Lady Ravens. It misses. Rebound, Natalie. She's on the right block, in trouble, is going to turn and shoot and somehow score through two defenders.
Great job by Natalie Smear, and it's a low block. She just finally decided that she couldn't throw the ball anywhere, so she turned, kind of squared up, and knocked in a little hook shot for her first bucket of the game.
We're tied at 5, 8.5 to go in the opening quarter. Back up court with the basketball will come Penn. Benedict into the home whites with red and black. Over to the left side, it's going to go to West. Kicks it down deep into the corner. Hoots it with the basketball. Dribbles it out on top. Looks over her shoulder. Head coach Williamson, you can hear him in the background yelling instructions. Shot clock to 2. It's at 1. Jump shot up. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Brennan. Sam coming up the court. Ravens 2-on-2. The dish over to the right side to Skyler. 3 won't drop. Rebound. Tipped out. It'll be hauled down by Kayla Moore. Quickly up the floor with it. Here comes Penn. Moore on top. It's 3. No. Rebound, Allie Brzezowski for Benedictine. Because these teams are running.
I was just about to say, this is a very up-tempo game to get things started. And I don't know, Lady Ravens seem to like that. And that's how they really played coming out of the Christmas break when they were scoring all those points. And so for William Penn, an interesting start.
And here's Skylar Washington for 3. Lady Ravens with their first lead of the ball game at 8-5. 7:20 to go in the opening quarter. The upcourt pass on the inbound is going to be thrown away. Brianna Wendland couldn't get a handle on it. Benedictine is going to have it in as a midcourt strike. And the Lady Ravens are going to make their first substitution. It's Samarin quickly out of the ball game, and Twyla Karaskiel comes in for BC. Twyla brings it in, and here comes Bryn Maul. 7:11 to go in the opening quarter.
So with Twyla into the ball game, shouldn't have assumed the 4 position, and Allie Brzezowski will play the 5.
Allie can do that at 6-1, and she's fast, and she'll drive past her defender and lay it up and in.
That's one of my favorite plays that we see out of Allie Brzezowski. When she catches the ball at the high post and then goes around her defender and hits that layup.
Not a lot of players at that spot have the speed to make that play happen. Now that the ball's trapped at the baseline, is there 3 seconds? You bet it is. The ball was in the hands of Bailey Reardon. The Raven defense basically sandwiched her beneath the goal. She couldn't get a shot away. She couldn't get rid of the basketball. And the 3-second call gives it back to BC. 6:50 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens with the ball, leading it by 5. Over to the left side is Skyler. Now to Bryn Maul. Baseline left. The feet in the middle. Twyla puts a shot up in traffic. It won't go down. Rebounding it away is going to be LaKayla Moore. Here comes William Penn. Lady Statesman into the forecourt. Penn will run a little motion, bring it back off on top, gets it there, drag back it in as Wendland skips it out on top to Reardon. He's seeing that player D in the shot clock. You can see with Penn, if they don't get the quick shot, because they run it all the way down. Now the ball batted away. It's going to be picked back up by Penn. The kick into the baseline. The shot with 3 seconds fails. Rebounding it down again is going to be Brzezowski.
And you're starting to see Moore missing her second shot. She's starting to get a little frustrated after only missing 2.
Allie will have it at the top of the key, kicks it over to the right side, back out on top to Skyler. She'll start in, kick it back to Sam. She almost pulled the trigger on the 3, then didn't. Here's Bryn for 3. Won't go. Rebound Skyler. Reverse layup. She got fouled. So it'll be Skyler Washington coming to the free throw line for a couple of shots. And now Benedictine is going to go to the bench and checking in for the Lady Ravens, Heather Ronabaugh. Fans in the area very familiar with Heather, the 5'7 junior out of Marham Mount Academy.
Skyler Washington at the free throw line for a couple. Her first one up and good. She's got 4 points so far in this first quarter. The Lady Ravens push their lead out to 6 at 11-5.
Just inside, 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. She'll hit them both. 12-5. Benedictine now up 7. I guess the Lady Ravens are on a 7-0 run. Excuse me, they are on a 9-0 run right now. Here comes Penn. The kick on top. The uncontested 3. Perfect! Up top side, Macy Kloekstra.
You notice that William Penn is looking for a quick 3. They're not really interested in getting the ball inside, but they want to stay outside. If it comes open, they want to shoot the 3. If not, they're going to run the clock all the way down and then look for an inside shot.
Runabaugh comes out on top. Brzezowski for 3. It's going to be too strong, and the ball tipped out. It's going to be saved by Bryn. Nice job by Heather to tap it out on top. Now Runabaugh has it. Feeds in the middle. Brzezowski backs in, spins, turns, shoots. It won't drop. Rebound is on the floor. Scrambled for it. No travel. Kuchta picks it up and slides, and they're going to call a timeout. in order to save the position. We're going to take a timeout with William Penn. Coming at 5:07 to go in the opening quarter. It is Benedictine 12, Lady Statesman 8.
We are dreaming of spring. And with spring dreams come home update dreams. This is Tisa with L&L Construction. Whether it's a kitchen update, a bathroom remodel, or an addition to your home, we have the expertise to make it happen. How about some fresh curb appeal? New siding or windows can do the trick. If you're dreaming of home updates, contact the guys in the red trucks and let us turn your spring dreams into reality. Give us a call. L&L Construction, 913-367-3161.
Opening quarter, the Benedictine Lady Ravens with the early lead in this game, 12-8. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you along with us here on CARE Radio. Women's college basketball here in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. It is quarterfinals of the postseason tournament. William Penn out of Oskaloosa, Iowa, in Atchison tonight. Benedictine has made a couple of substitutions. Guys, you want to set that Lady Raven 5 now?
Yeah, the Ravens are out there with Twyla Karaskia, Heather Runnebaum. You're going to have Allie Kramer, Natalie Samarin, and Aaliyah reigns as William Penn will rein in a big three right there.
That, again, what you talked about earlier is exactly what Penn had done. Quickly getting down the court, finding an opening, open three, taking it. Now to feed in the middle of Samarin. She's going to get tied up. Jump ball. Brittany West hitting that three-point shot a moment ago. And back-to-back threes have gotten Penn right back in it. They're trailing now only by one. It'll be Benedictine basketball coming into the baseline. Putting it in play is going to be Allie Kramer. Kramer brings it out on top. Twyla back to Allie. Wants the shot. Goes into the lane. Puts up the one-hander and knocks it in. Allie Kramer putting it in there. Makes it 14-11. Benedictine.
Allie Kramer, an all-conference honorable mention player in her freshman season here.
And I'll tell you what, a year ago right now, Allie Kramer was setting the world on fire as her Lady Thunder made a huge run in the state tournament. We got a foul on the far side. It's going to be against Benedictine, and that's going to be against Natalie Samarin, guys, who ought not to have any business around the three-point line.
I was going to say, they just pulled Natalie so far away from the bucket. She was a little out of position. She'll pick up her first foul, and for the Lady Ravens, it's going to be their first foul of the ball game.
We talked about it a moment ago. Natalie Samarin, a first-team all-conference player, Skylar Washington, second team, and Allie Brzezowski and Allie Kramer, both honorable mention. Here's a driving shot down the left side. It's going to be up and good. Macy Kuchta has her fifth point of the ball game. 14-13, Benedictine by one. That's 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Lady Ravens around to the left side. Allie holds it over on the wing. Looks inside, tries to get it down low, and Reigns is able to rescue it. Puts it on the floor one time, dishes it back out on top to Runnebaum. We've got a 3-second call against BC.
All right, you're a little surprised. We haven't seen 3 seconds, but maybe once all season. We've seen it twice in the first quarter here.
Out of the ballgame is going to come Bailey Reardon. And Morgan Terry is going to check in for William Penn.
There's been a lot of points and a lot of action so far in the first quarter. But you look up and there's still 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Do you feel like there's just like, no momentum to this game, and now we're going to get a 10-second in the backcourt?
That was an incredible job by Benedictine. As the ball had come in to Morgan Terry, who had just checked into the game, she got pinned on the near side, absolutely had nowhere to go with it. Clock ran out on her. Back up court with the Buckeye Benedictine Lady Ravens with a one-point lead.
Look at William Penn drop back into 2-3 zone.
Comes out on top, run a bomb. She'll take it down the left side, kicks it back behind her to Kramer. Cross court, it's going to go. Reigns will step inside the circle, stop on the right block, kick it all the way across to the left. Run a bomb, Reigns go for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound out of play. Raven basketball. Benedict will have it in play in front of the BC Pep Band. 3:11 to go in the opening quarter. Again, leading only by one. Coach Williamson. He is an animated, fun guy to watch. You know exactly what he's thinking at any moment in the game. Here's the Ravens with the basketball. Benedictine out on top. Kramer feeds in the middle. Now the shot for three. Won't quite go, and the rebound tipped around, and it'll be controlled down by William Penn. Brittany West coming up with the basketball. Penn back into the forecourt. Over to the right side is going to be Moore. 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Penn looking to retake the lead. Here's a three that would do it. It's perfect. uncontested three for the right corner by Brittany West, her second three of the game.
But again, very early in the shot clock. That thing was down to about 22 when she cut loose with the three.
We mentioned how Benedictine had gone on that 9-0 run. Now Penn is on a huge run. They have gone from down 7 to up 2. Here's another three for Runabom. Rims all the way around and won't go in. Baseball pass up the court, batted away, but it's going to be saved by Lucky Lamour. She'll drive, and there's the block, and the bucket counted plus one. The foul on Runabom.
Yeah, Runabom right there. She just got a little too deep before she decided to draw the charge. In that moment of indecision, she's going to pick up the foul and allow a three-point opportunity for newcomer of the year in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, Lakia Moore.
Lakia is a 70.4% free-throw shooter. And again, guys, Annalie Samara coming back quickly out of the ballgame. And I'm surprised we haven't seen her out of the game twice already in the opening quarter, still over 2 minutes to play. Now, is it just me or is this game taking a while?
Oh, that's what I was thinking a minute ago. It's like, we're seeing a lot of points, a lot of up and down, but you look at the clock, and there's still a lot of time left in this first quarter.
Free throw fails, and Benedictine coming up with a rebound. They trail by four here at home. Sam Brennan's back in. She'll get it to Brzezowski, left side of the free throw line. Now into the middle, Skyler back out on top, around to Sam. She starts in, kicks it back, and we've got another 3 second call.
That is our third 3 second call of the first quarter. Only 8 minutes into this game.
Is there some kind of push by the officials to watch the lane?
Not one that I've seen, but maybe.
Minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Up the floor with the basketball. It's going to be knocked away. It's on the court, rolling around at midcourt. Ravens are going to steal it away. Here comes
Allie
Kramer.
Back.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Because Allie Kramer possessed the ball in the forecourt, and she threw it backwards in doing so. That's over and back.
That was a nice, astute call by the official right at midcourt.
And this is one of the best officials in the conference in the ladies' game right here.
The one talking to Chad right now?
The younger guy talking to Chad. I mean, I say younger. He's been doing this for probably just as long as Chad. Right? He's probably been around 15, 20 years.
Pinned with the basketball, leading it by 4 minutes. 40 to go in the opening quarter here in Ashes and Kansas. They'll have it over on the right side. Driving in is going to be Kuchta. Little runners up and good from about 8. Macy Kuchta having a huge start to the game. She's got 7 already, and Benedictine down a half a dozen.
Well,
20-14.
Penn going to drop back in that little bit of a 2-3 zone.
They're just daring Benedictine to shoot them out of this defense. Over to the right side, the jump shot by Reigns. Too strong. Rebound underneath. Followed up Skylar Washington for 2. She breaks the ice for Benedictine.
Great job by Skylar Washington getting inside, and now she's going to get beat down the floor by Lakia Moore. So Skylar going to reach in, commit her first foul. Skylar's got a nice backside rebound on the following possession and was able to knock it in for already her 7 points of the first quarter.
Minute 7 to play in the opening quarter. William Penn with the basketball, leading it by 4, 20-16. And again, topside with it is going to be Brittany West. Brittany is the team's second leading scorer, averaging 14 a ball game. She's already got a half a dozen, and we're not out of the opening quarter. Fantasia White with the ball on the left side. That's going to be batted away and rescued. Now stocked away. It's on the floor, picked up in the lane, knocked away again by Brynn, picked up by Benedictine. Ball knocks it away. It's going to be saved by Reigns. Reigns will have it on the left side, feet underneath, Skyler in traffic, spins and shoots. Yes, I've never seen Skyler play in the lane any better than that.
Yeah, right now we're starting to see Skyler Washington really figuring some things out on the offensive end and giving the Lady Ravens spark. She's already got 9 points in the first quarter, and this is a big thing for this Lady Ravens ball club.
William Penn with the basketball, holding on to the two-point lead. Shot clock, game clock, 4 seconds apart. Out on top of it is going to be Kuchta. So come around to the right side. We got an offensive foul. Illegal screen set by William Penn. Morgan Terry will pick up her first foul. Benedictine, 3 team fouls. The Statesmen have only 2. Shot clock's off. BC will get the final shot of the opening quarter. 11 seconds, 10 seconds, now 9 seconds to go in the first. Here's Skyler. Over to the right side ring. Into the corner. The feed underneath Brzezowski. Almost travels, but lays it up and in, and that is the end of the opening quarter. Great opening quarter, a ton of scoring, and we are deadlocked. After one here in Atchison, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 20, William Penn 20.
Hey, this is Brent from Skyway Vapes right here in Atchison. Have you tried everything to quit smoking, but nothing has seemed to work? Well, why don't you try Skyway Vapes at 1344 Old Skyway Highway? We have everything that you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative. We have products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. So come in and see us. We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sundays, 12 to 7.
Welcome back to Ashes of Kansas Women's College Basketball here on Care Radio. And it's a 2020 ball game at the end of the opening quarter. Gus, William Penn is in this game because of one simple reason. They are shooting an insane, insane number from the floor.
Yeah, from the floor. How about this? They are 8 of 11 for 72% from behind the arc. 4 of 6 right now. And so they're shooting 66% from behind the arc. And a lot of that comes down to, we talked about how they come down, they're looking for a quick three. If they don't get it, they're going to develop a shot underneath. But right now, Penn is all about the long game. And Benedictine, 2 of 9 from behind the arc. So 4 of 6, 2 of 9. Lady Ravens are 8 of 18 from the floor shooting right now. But more offensive rebounds than defensive right now. Benedictine has 5 offensive rebounds. Could turn that into 6 points.
Again, you cannot... I don't think it's possible to lose a game when you're shooting 72% from the floor. I just don't think you can do it. And now on the inbound play, it's going to be tied up by Benedictine in a jump ball. It will come back to the Lady Ravens. We are just moments into the second quarter, 20-20. That is a high, high scoring game. Ravens with the basketball and out on top with it is going to be Reigns. Aline will kick it over to the right side now, down to the block. The pass comes out on top. Sam, look away pass to Brynn. Back to Sam. Left side it goes, Reigns. Ravens looking for the three, can't find it. Back over to the right side to Brynn. They'll go baseline Skyler, shot clock at 7. Out on top, Reigns, and what do we have?
We're going to call Skyler for a travel in the corner. They're going to say when she possessed the ball, she was still trying to square her feet up.
William Penn coming in the game, Gus. They don't look like a team that has not been playing well, and they have not been playing well. In fact, they have lost their last 3 games coming in here today. And here's another 3. It's up and good by Brittany West. Her third 3 of the game. Brittany West is 3 for 3 3-point shooting today.
Right now, William Penn looks like a team who understands if they don't win this game, they're going home. And unless they win the tournament, they're going to be done in a few days.
Allie Brzezowski from 14 knocks it down.
Allie Brzezowski now with the third shot of the ball game. She's got half a dozen. The Lady Ravens now trail by 1 at 23-22.
Just inside 9 minutes to go in the opening half, and now we'll have a whistle in the forecourt, a foul on Benedictson. It is going to be on the Lady Ravens.
Aaliyah Raines will pick up her first. Team foul number 1 for the Lady Ravens in the second quarter. Natalie Samarin will check back into the game. And again, we kind of talked about it in the first quarter. Natalie's been in and out, right? Like, she comes in for about 2-3 minutes. We've not seen the Lady Ravens use her this way.
Interestingly enough, she will come in for Raines, so Benedictine gets much taller and somewhat slower with this exchange. Here's a 3 from the top, wide to the right side of the rebound. Saved down, out on top by William Penn. You knew that shot was off the mark. The minute West threw it up, she started running in for a rebound. She knew she had missed. Now there's a shot clock question, I think.
Chad's got a problem with the shot clock. I don't know.
He does not think it hit the rim.
Yeah, and we're at a funny angle. I thought it hit off the corner of the rim, you know, where it pins against the backboard. But, again, yeah, see, the topside official, I'm telling you, this guy could easily be in Sioux City, Iowa here in a month.
You know what I like? You know what I really like about that decision? Not the way it went.
It was deliberate.
The fact that he made a decision.
Very deliberate.
He didn't fool around with the video and the replay and kill 20 minutes. He came out. He said, here's what I saw. This is what it is. Let's play basketball.
You got to get 20 on that. There we go.
Yep. 8:24 to go in the first half. William Penn with the basketball leading it by 1 at 23-22 over Benedictine here in Atchison tonight. Penn will bring it around to the right side to LaKayla Moore. LaKayla will kick it over to the left side, driving toward the baseline. There's no room there. Going to come back out on top, and now we get a double dribble call. Nothing whistle. The shot goes up and misses. Rebound again. It's going to be Benedictson. Outlet to Sam. Brennan accelerates. Puts up the runner. Blocking foul down at the baseline.
Yeah, Sam Brennan did a great job of just forcing the official into a call. She dropped the shoulder, leaned in, and after the contact, they're going to call a block against the statesman, and it's going to bring Sam Brennan to the free throw line. She started the game off with a three, looking for her first free throw of the evening.
It's going to be the first foul of the ball game for Brianna Wendland. Brennan's first free throw ties the game. 23-23.
For the Lady Ravens as a team, they are now 3 of 3 from the free throw line and make it 4-4.
Lady Ravens go back up by one. Yes, Penn has trailed by 7. Benedictine has trailed by 6. We were tied at the end of a quarter. This game could come down to a final shot by one of these teams. 7:55 to go in the second. Back over to the left side with it is going to be Zantasia White. Penn will kick it over to the left. Wendland rotates on top. And again, I'm not sure what Samarin is doing up there guarding the two guard. Now she drops back down.
But look, Penn is just really trying to pull Natalie away from the bucket.
Here's a drive in. The shot partially deflected. Rebound down. And it is going to be off the mark. Again, I thought that was a shot clock violation, but apparently not. Here comes Benedictson off the miss. The three for Sam. No. Rebound to Marin. Over the back. She got fouled on the floor. Stanley had nice interior position as Bailey Reardon picks up her second foul of the evening.
Bailey Reardon is a player for Central Method, for William Penn that started this game off just red hot. She knocked him, the first 5 points of the ball game and then hasn't scored since.
It'll be Benedictine basketball with 22 on the shot clock. Maul will bring it in down to the baseline. Topside it comes to Sam. Brennan looks it off into the middle and throws it right into the hands of a defender. I'm not sure who she was going for there, but Penn was able to pick it off, and here comes William Penn's Lady Statesman.
For the Lady Ravens, that's going to be their fourth turnover so far here in the first half.
Top side with the basketball is going to be White. Zantasia kicks it over to the left side, stepping inside the circle. West up and in for two more. Brittany West is absolutely phenomenal in this game right now. Already 11 points, 7 minutes to go in the half. 25-24, pin up by one. Ravens back to the left side. Here's Skylar. That is a high-arcing rainbow that's a little too strong, but an offensive rebound pulled down by Bryn Maul. Benedictine will reset their offense. Bryn has it on the right side, feeds in the middle. Samarin kicks it off down low to Brzezowski. Allie doubled up, tripled up, but her pass out on top is going to be stolen away. Taking it is going to be Wendland. Here comes William Penn. Penn is doing a great job against the Raven, 4-5. Here's a three. It's up and good for LaKayla Moore.
7 seconds into the shot clock. That three went up with 23 seconds left on the shot clock. Again, William Penn chucking that three up very early.
Ravens back down court, trailing by 4. Long cross court pass. Ball has it. Topside, Brennan. Feeds it in again. The Ravens trying to get it down low, and there it is. And Brzezowski misses the layup, gets her own rebound, follows it back up and drains it. She looked to kick it out. There was nobody available, so she just turned and shot, knocked it in.
So for Allie Brzezowski, she now has 8 points, 4 in the first, 4 in the second quarter now.
Lady Ravens treading a by 2 at 28-26 at 5:45 to go in the first half. Penn with the basketball. And again, because William Penn, I started to mention it before we went into that last break. Is there a foul again on Samarin who just reached in? No?
We're going to get Sam.
We're going to call it for him. Yes, you call it on Brennan. Penn has lost their last three games. They lost to Clark, 84-62. They lost to Evangel, 91-61. And then they lost to Mid-America, 61-47. They have not been scoring points in these last three games.
Yeah, sure, I haven't even been close in those games either.
Oh, no. I would say the average margin of loss is 20-22.
Yeah.
First of two free throws is going to be up and in for Brittany West. She is now at a dozen points already in the game. She averages 14 a night. This free throw, perfect. It's now 30-26 Penn. 5:40 to go, first half. Holly Kramer back into the game for Benedictine, as is Runabom. Heather will go over to the left side to Skyler. Heather with the top side, defeat in the middle of Natalie. What are they doing to keep Natalie out of the middle? Because they're doing it well. Shot is up and missing for Benedictine, and another rebound down to Brittany West. Brittany West is going to be your player of the game pretty soon if she keeps this up. She is running it on both sides of the court. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Penn out on top, 15 on the shot clock. They'll drive in, go up, knock it down. Wait a minute, is that a block?
Yep. And give her the bucket in the continuation of the foul by Twyla.
So an opportunity here for Brianna Wendland, who started in this game, but that is her first point tonight. She's a 69.0% free throw shooter on the season, coming to the line right here. It is up. It is good. So the 5'8 junior from Richfield, Minnesota, makes it 33-26. And for the second time, or no, this is the first time Benedict has trailed by 7. They've trailed by 6, now down by 7. 4:45 to go in the first half.
I feel like as I look across the way over here, maybe the entire men's team is here tonight.
How good is that? Gotta love that.
And Coach Moody's over here to our left. He and Lisa. So, yeah, good to see the Raven guys supporting the ladies tonight.
Heather has the ball in the left corner. They're going to call her for a travel as she started to drive down the baseline. Back it'll come to William Penn. Penn with the basketball, leading it by 7. 4.5 to go in the first half. Out on top of it is going to be Kuchta. Between the circles, Wendland back over to the right side. West, they'll push it off on top now to Terry. She's in at the 5. Back out top side. The ball batted away, and it's going to be saved on top. Now the Ravens reach in, trying to tie it up. It'll be rescued again by Penn. Driving, shooting, scoring! Kuchta for 2 more!
That time the Lady Ravens defense did a great job attacking out top side, but when they weren't able to get the ball, it opened up a lot of things in the middle and allowed an easy driving layup.
3 for Skyler. No. Rebound underneath. Right above. She doesn't get the shot away. Loses it out of bounds. And Benedictine giving it back. And Lady Ravens in a little trouble because this is going to be a good timeout being taken by head coach Chad Folsom. Timeout of the court. 3:54 to go. Opening half. William Penn 35. Benedictine 26.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here on Care Radio.
Cora's probably in your mind.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm struggling here. Okay. 3:54 to go in the opening half. William Penn putting the ball in play, coming up the court. They're looking for a double-digit lead with this offensive possession, and Penn's shooting percentage, guess was at 72%. They haven't heard it much. It's 69% on the game right now. 13 of 19 shooting. A phenomenal number. Here's a pass deep into the right corner to West. She'll drive in, kick it back off on top. 3-point shot, Wendland. Yes! Another bucket for William Penn, and they are incredibly hot. Now lead by 12.
They are now 70% from behind the arc at 7 of 10. That's a lot of threes going up in the first, 17 minutes of this game.
Benedictine down court with the basketball, desperately needing to score. Skyler Washington. A tough shot, and she will get it in.
Skyler Washington, how about this? Put up 9 points in the first quarter. That was her first bucket of the second quarter. Comes 7 minutes in. She's in double figures with 11. Now we're going to get a bump against Runabom. For her, it's going to be her second. For the Lady Ravens, it's going to be team foul number 4 of the second quarter.
Heather coming up the court quickly to provide defense. Just couldn't get the brakes pumped in time. And we're going to get
Inlet?
Nelson. Yep.
Yeah, so Kinley Nelson going to race to the scoring table. She's going to take Heather out of the ball game.
Heather comes out with a couple of personal fouls right now. 2:57 to go in the first half. Benedict and trailing by 10.
Kind of surprised we haven't seen Kira Smith yet.
We have not seen Kira. She is sitting right next to Coach, ready to come in if he would just turn to her. 2:45 to go in the first half. Hand around to the left side. Kuchta with it. Starts down the right side, bumps it out on top to West, a long range. 3, and it's in! Oh, my goodness, what a shot by Brittany West! An incredible first half. It is 41-28.
Penn now 8 of 11 behind the arc.
Back down to the right side, Skyler for a long three. Misses, air ball, rebound is out of bounds. It is Benedictine basketball down to the baseline. Touch last by LaKayla Moore.
Last time I saw three-point shooting like this in a ladies' game with 10 involved, it was when Jordan Coster knocked down all those threes that night up in Oskaloosa.
A record which still stands for the Lady Ravens with, what, 10 that night? Was it 10 or 11?
10 or 11, yeah.
Might even have been 11 threes up in the pin, Jim. Here's a long shot for two. Won't go for Brzezowski. Notice Benedictine getting no shots inside. Lady Ravens have the bigs, and they score well in the middle, but they have not this evening.
Right now it's that 2-3 zone of William Penn has really pushed the Lady Ravens out of the inside from the block, closer to the top of the elbow.
Here's a three upstairs, missing. And a rebound hauled down by Natalie Samir. Here comes Benedictine up the court. Inside, 2 minutes to go in the opening half. Lady Ravens down 13. On the left side is going to be Skyler. Comes out on top, Kinley. Nelson back over to Skyler on the left side. Kinley, a very long three, way too long. And a rebound tipped out. William Penn coming back down with it. Lady Ravens are going to have to find an offense. Here's a driving layup. It's going to be up and good on the other end by LaKayla Moore. And Penn just stretching his lead. And Ravens got to do something. They're taking another timeout. We're taking a break with Benedictine. Down to a minute 35 to go in the opening half in Atchison. William Penn, 43. Benedictine, 28.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Benedictine utilizing a timeout there, and with a minute 35 to go in the first half, they're going to be putting the ball in play deep in the backcourt, but Gus, they're in trouble down by 15.
Yeah, right now the Lady Ravens have got to get back to that offensive output they had in the first quarter. And right now, William Penn, again, now they change their defense a little bit. They were in the 2-3 zone early on, and it kind of caused some confusion for the Lady Ravens. Now they're going to get a shot in the middle by Natalie for her fourth point. But again, right now, Penn changing defense is going from 2-3 to a player defense. And right now, the Lady Ravens are struggling to recognize the changes.
Cooch with the basketball as Penn is back on offense, kicks it out on top. With it, there is going to be LaKayla Moore. Moore works way around to the left side. 1 minute to go, first half. And again, Penn is taking it all the way down to single digits on the shot clock. They'll take it over to the right side, driving in, little underhand scoop shot, up a good Wendland. Wendland has, what, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 points in the second quarter. 45-30 again. Benedictine trails by some 15 points. 40 seconds to go in the half. Out on top, they'll feed in the middle out of alley. The kickback, the 17-footer is good by Samarin.
They're going to need more of that out of Natalie in the second half. If Penn's going to allow her to knock that shot in, she can do it. She's got half a dozen.
Not quite a second separates the shot clock and the game clock, and Sam Brennan trying to steal the ball away will be whistled for a foul. And that will put Penn to the line for two as Benedictine has team foul five. At the line, LaKayla Moore, a 70.4% free throw shooter. She is 0-for-1 at the line this evening. The freshman, Conference Player of the Year, takes a big, deep breath. The free throw is perfect.
Let's talk about LaKayla Moore. She missed her first two shots of the ballgame, and since then have gone 3-for-4 from the floor, and that was, what, 1-of-2? I think it's 2-of-3 from the free throw line, and she knocked in both of those. Penn pushes her lead back to 15 at 47-32.
20 seconds to go in the opening half. Benedictine with the basketball, and the shot clock is off. Down the right side with it. Back out on top. Kramer kicks it to Sam. 6 seconds. Sam all the way in. What a shot by Brennan off the window. The driving shot is good. And that takes us to halftime. Well, for the Lady Ravens, a big shot, maybe a little momentum going into the locker room. But in the second half, Benedictine has its work cut out for it. We'll be back to summarize the first half for you at intermission. It's the William Penn Lady Statesman 47, Benedictine 34.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Ready for your COVID shot? You don't have to call the health department. You don't have to call your doctor. Atchison County has NEK Shot of Hope. Our Atchison County health organizations are working together through NEK Shot of Hope to help area residents get their COVID-19 vaccine. Learn how to sign up, when you're eligible, where to go, and more. Call the hotline at 913-308-2415 or visit nekshotofhope.org.
Sounds of the Benedictine drum line coming out to perform at halftime of this ball game, because Benedict is going to have to drum up a little offense in the second half of their own.
Yeah, right now the Lady Ravens, they were on fire in the first quarter, shot for shot. They were hitting a higher percentage of shots. And the second quarter kind of rolled around, and then they sputtered a little bit. And I say that, they went from 20 points in the first quarter to only 14 points in the second quarter. I think the bigger thing to look at is maybe their defense let up a little bit, because they allowed 27 points per pin in that second quarter.
Tell you what, you got the scoring that you can summarize for us in the first half, but it's a tough scoring line for Raven fans.
Yeah, first of all, for William Penn, they put one player in double figures, and that was Brittany West. West averaged 14 points the ball game. She had 16 in the first half. 10 of those came in the second quarter. They dropped down to Lakea Moore. She is the conference newcomer of the year with her 9 points in the first half. So she's kind of on pace for her 16, a little ahead. Macy Kucha with her 9 points in the first half. It was 8 for Brianna Wendelin and 5 for Bailey Reardon. And for Bailey, she had the first 5 points of the ball game and hasn't scored since that point. For the Lady Ravens in the first half, they put 5 players in the scoring column, one of those in double figures. Sorry, I'm just looking at something. I see an interesting trend here. We'll get to it in a second. Skylar Washington in double figures. Thank you very much. Skylar Washington in double figures. We're good. With her 11 points. Scoring drops down to Allie Brzezowski with 8. We're good. Sam Brennan with 7. 6 for Natalie Tamarin. And Alan with 2. And so as I was sitting there kind of looking at the numbers, how about this? Of the 5 players that scored, 4 of those are starters. Right now, Benedictine, the only point they have coming off the bench was Allie Kramer back in the first quarter hitting a little baseline jumper. Lady Ravens need to get a little scoring off their bench and trying to pick up that tempo in the second half. But I think it's really going to come down to, if you're going to win this game, you're going to have to step up the defensive intensity, because right now William Penn shooting 71% from the floor. They are 8 of 12, so shooting two-thirds from behind the arc, and 5 of 6 from the free throw line.
Well, it's that combination. You got to match two things. You're going to have to give them all defense, okay? You can't let a team shoot over 70% against you. You will lose. That's it. You're going to lose. Also, you can't go shooting 2 of 14.
Nope.
I mean, and you can't win with that. So you combine the pair of them, and you look at the scoreboard, you're trailing by 13 at the half.
Yeah, 2 of 14 from behind the arc has just been a struggle for the Lady Ravens. From the field, they're not great. They're 14 of 32 for 44%, give or take. But from the free throw line, wonderful. They're 4 of 4 in offensive rebounds. How about this? Right now, Benedictine with 17 total rebounds, 10 of those on the offensive side. William Penn with only 9 rebounds, 1 offensive board. But again, when you're hitting 71% of your shots, there aren't many offensive boards to be had.
No question about it. And with that, Lady Ravens have got their work cut out for them. They're in the locker room hashing it out right now. We're anxious to bring in the second half of this ballgame live, and we'll return with it. But right now, with the intermission score from the Nolan Gymnasium, William Penn 47, Benedictine 34. We're kicking it back to our man Jones, the Medicare Sports Studio. He's got your halftime.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
It's tax time, and H&R Block in Atchison is open and ready to help. In these uncertain times, and with tax changes, H&R Block in Atchison has the knowledge to guide you through. They strongly encourage drop-off information so they can help get you all the deductions, credits, and refunds allowable. H&R Block in Atchison at 913-367-6231. Located at 712 Commercial, right next to Daylight Donuts. That's H&R Block in Atchison, 913-367-6231. Please stay safe and healthy.
Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for tuning in Benedictine College basketball right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we've got the Lady Ravens in action against William Penn. We'll be returning to the game shortly. This is an exciting postseason game brought to you by Larry Busing and Julie Avery at Mass Mutual Financial Services, Tate Plumbing, L&L Construction, Hundley Liquor, and Taco John's here in Atchison. We'd like to thank those sponsors very much for making these broadcasts more possible. Coming up tomorrow night, we've got Benedictine College men's basketball action for you as they play host to Grandview University. Tune in at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Tomorrow evening, we've got a slightly altered sports schedule. We have got at 4 p.m. Coaches Insight, at 5:15 Sports Look, and then at 6 p.m. that Benedictine men's basketball game for you. Right here from Hot Country 93.7, this is Joseph Kerr with you.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is back open, and now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. You don't have to be a member of the gym to take advantage of their tanning, so get in there and get tan. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning or their 24-hour gym membership.
There's nothing like the pride and excitement of seeing a loved one graduate, either from high school or college. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey from Union State Bank of Atchison. As spring approaches, you can honor your graduate's hard work by coming into one of our 7 Union State Bank branches to help him or her open a new account. Open a My Rewards checking account with only $25. Plus, your graduates can enjoy our mobile app wherever the road takes them. Celebrate your graduate with Union State Bank. Find locations at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got a final and almost a final. In the final, we've got Grandview over Central Methodist in the women's game. It was Grandview 76, Central Methodist 57. Right now, in the Mid-America Nazarene University game, in the Clark University game, we've got a final that just came in. It was 66 by the Pride, Clark Pride, beating Evangel 49. Taking a look at halftime scores, we've got another game at halftime right now. It's Mid-America Nazarene at 55 points over Mount Mercy's 40. And in this game, we've got the William Penn Lady Statesmen at 47 points to the Benedictine Lady Ravens 34. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. Nearly half of adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure, but only 1 in 4 have it under control. From measuring your blood pressure to discussing family history, your primary care provider can help you gain a solid understanding of your heart disease risk. Schedule a visit with an Amberwell primary care provider today to talk about your heart health. Call 913-367-7300 for a no-wait, same-day appointment.
That's 913-367-7300.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 25. Winds out of the north 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs around 45. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 27. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies and quiet. Highs level off around 49 Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. 60. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 35 degrees in downtown Atchison. It feels like 29 out there with the wind out of the northwest at 6 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 74%. The dew point, 27 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.34 inches of mercury. Taking a look around the area, Hiawatha's checking in at 31 degrees, Oskaloosa 36, Leavenworth is checking in at 35. We'll be checking back in with Tom and Gus Kautz as we're bringing you Benedictine College postseason basketball. Again, thanks to Larry Busing, Julie Avery at Mass Mutual Financial Services, Tate Plumbing, L&L Construction, Hunley Liquor, and Taco John's here in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Hi, this is Ron with Urban Lawn Care. Call us for your outdoor projects. We can take care of your outdoor needs, such as hauling, spreading topsoil, leveling lawns, excavating, installing grain tallings for drainage problems, and delivering and spreading gravel for your driveways. We specialize in landscapes, hardscapes, hydroskating, tree trimming and removal, including storm cleanups. We sell topsoil, gravel, landscape mulch, patio and wall stones, river rock, grass seed, and fertilizer. Call us at 913-367-4478. Estimates are free. Our business is in the green.
Have you reviewed your life insurance policies recently? It's possible that current market conditions have impacted your plans. Larry Busing and Julie Avey at Mass Mutual can help you determine if you're on track with your life insurance needs. Whether you're well on the road to retirement or just beginning your journey, Larry and Julie have the skill and the tools at their disposal to assist you with estate planning. Give them a call at 913-367-2354 or see them at 625 Commercial for a free quote. The future won't wait. Why not get started today?
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Kautz live at the arena for the second half action.
And with that, we welcome you back to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium. We are at halftime of the ladies' game in this Heart of America Athletic Conference postseason tournament. Right now is the William Penn Statesmen leading Benedictine 37-34. Gus Kautz with you here, Tom to my right, and Joseph, thank you so much for everything at a halftime as Benedictine tall order here in the second half to try to fight their way back into this ball game. A big shot though going into the break to bring it from 15 down to 13, which I think it's a mental aspect right now.
Now, if you're a Raven fan, you know what you got to be thinking? You got to be hoping
There's got to be a fatigue factor that sits into this ball game. We talked about it for only a moment at the end of the half. How much bench scoring does William Penn have? Zero. Everything has come from their starters. Can they maintain the intensity, the level of play for two halves that they put out in that first half? That is going to be, I think, one of the interesting things to watch.
I can tell you one thing that I do know. They're not going to keep up 71% shooting from the floor.
I'm going to write it down that you said that. Gus says they will not shoot 71% in the second half. Got it. Okay. Got it down. Well, tomorrow night, don't forget, we've got Benedictine men's basketball. We'll be talking about that as the evening progresses. But right now, Penn will put the ball in play to begin the second half. We're back underway.
We're at a special time tomorrow night. Make sure to note that.
Oh, by all means, a 6 o'clock game. Here's a 3 for the baseline. There it is. Penn continues to be hot. LaKayla Moore for 3, and she's got a dozen. 50-34. Now a 16-point lead. This is the largest advantage for Penn tonight. 9:35 to go in the third quarter. What Benedictine Gus may not do, they may not, must not wait too long to come back. Nice turnaround shot by Samarin. Up the window and good.
Natalie with her first bucket of the second half. She has 8 points right now. And again, this is a solid score for this Lady Ravens team.
Now Benedictine came up with a steal and Penn steals it right back. Here's another three for LaKayla. That one does not go in. And the rebound down to Allie Brzozowski. And Brzozowski's going to turn it over. Two defenders. She got no help. And here's a three again for LaKayla. Again, she misses. And an offensive rebound underneath. Hook shot off the window and missing. And the Ravens cannot hold on to the basketball. Finally, Samarin's going to track it down in the corner. Benedictine up the floor with it. 8:40 to go in the third quarter. BC with the ball. They feed it to the middle. Brzozowski. Here's a reach over the back foul by Brittany West. By Bailey Reardon. And for Reardon, this is a big deal, Gus. Bailey Reardon picking up her third foul. Three fouls for Bailey Reardon. Here's Benedictine putting in a play out on top to Brennan. The feed to Marin. Back out on top, Sam. Goes down the left side of the lane. Dumps it over. The shot is up and good. Is it a charge?
Sure it is.
So Sam Brennan will pick up her third foul of the game, and that's the big deal. Look at the face of Sam Brennan right now. I mean, she is absolutely frustrated, and she looks like a player who is very intense out of the court right now.
Yeah, and that's not something we see from Sam a lot. Usually she's smiling out there, she's playing all out, she's big smiles everywhere, and yeah, it's a little different from Sam.
Ball stolen away by Natalie. Here comes BC over to the left side, Skyler. The feed underneath the alley. The kick in the middle. Samarin drives it over to the right side. Samarin being defended, Gus, by a player over a foot shorter than her. Now the feed inside. Natalie turns, shoots, and scores two more. That is what the Ravens must have to come back in this game. And they can't trade threes for twos. There are several things that Benedictine cannot do here in the second half. But now they're back within a dozen. It's 50-38. Driving in. Natalie picks up another foul. She's Zelly got behind and just reached across and fouled Bailey Reardon.
That is only for second. So, again, Natalie not in huge trouble right now, but again, she's going to have to watch out with those two fouls because Natalie has a habit of has two, then gets her third.
Top time of the basketball.
Time.
Oh, okay. Here's the feed inside. The shot rims out. No good. And the rebound lost out of play on Valley Brzozowski. Exciting college women's basketball game here on Care Radio. We hope you're enjoying it. KAIRFM Horton Atchison.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
Didn't that shot go off the rim?
Yes.
Why is the shot clock at 14?
I don't know the answer to that
and
question.
Penn has no clue.
Driving across, it probably won't matter. The feed into the corner, come back on top. Here's another three. That one will not go down to the rebound to Bryn. One of the rare misses by Brittany West tonight. Here's Brennan up the court. Long cross court pass. Skyler from the left side. A shot way short. She gets fouled. It's three free throws. Just flying in late. Wildly, LaKayla Moore. She just launched up. She looked like a cougar jumping off a rock on a sheep been on the mountain somewhere.
She's going to bring Skyler to the free throw line. Skyler scored 9 in the first quarter, but then only hit 1 bucket in the second quarter. She is 2 of 2 from the free throw line tonight. Make it 3 of 3.
50-39. Benedictine crawling right back in this thing. Still a long way to go. 7:25 to play. Second free throw. She will miss that one. One more shot coming up for Skyler. William Penn, because I would also suspect maybe the kind of a team, as they have struggled a lot this season, they come in at 10-8, and again, having three losses coming in, they're kind of a team who, if it starts getting away, it could snowball on them, you know?
Easily.
Skyler coming up for her third free throw, and she'll get 2 out of 3. And Benedictine right back in it. It's 50-40.
Look at 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
2 out of 3 is not bad. Free throws, you know. You'd rather 75%, but you'll take 67. Full court pressure now applied by BC on the inbound. Michaela Moore will have it on the left side. Brings it into the middle of Brittany West. She'll dump it over to the right edge, and Wendland brings it up. Now, finally into the forecourt. Took them 8 seconds to get there.
That's the same thing.
7:11 to go in the third quarter. Penn with the basketball, leading it by 10. Sophie down to the left block. The shot, it's up, it's good. And getting it underneath is going to be Brianna Wendland. And Gus Wendland playing bigger than she is. She is only 5'8". She plays like she's 5'11 or 6 foot tall. Here's Sam Brennan right side with it. All the way to the baseline, feeds underneath to Skyler. She gets fouled again, and that foul is on Wendland.
So for Wendland, it's going to be her second foul, and for William Penn, it'll be their third foul as a team. It's going to bring Skyler back to the free throw line. And for the Lady Ravens, they're shooting 86% from the free throw line. They need to hit all these free throws in the second half to get themselves back into it.
Well, there's another one up and good by Skyler Washington. If you're William Penn, you don't want to be sending Skyler to the line. She's an 80% free throw shooter.
If you're William Penn, you don't want to be sending anybody to the free throw line, right? Like, you want the Lady Ravens, as Skyler hits the second one, you want the Lady Ravens to have to earn every point to get back in this game.
6:50 to go. Penn down court with the basketball, and Wendland will have it on the right side. Comes out between the circles to Kuchta. Now down to the baseline left, where Michaela Moore will push it off on top. The ball's going to be batted away. He's rescued by Penn. Down the left side of the lane. Going in. Going up. Two more. Brianna Wendland having a huge, huge third quarter. She's at a dozen points now.
But right now, look at the shot clock, or the shot clock, the shot chart in the second half for William Penn. All their shots are coming in the lane. They're getting topside ball screens. They're getting into the lane and getting easy layups.
6:20 to play in the third quarter. Benedictine back on offense, down a dozen. On the left side is going to be Sam. Brennan stops on the edge, comes out on top. And again, the ball mishandled by Natalie. Here's a three for Skyler as the shot clock runs down, and it's going to be wide to the left side. Rebound, fought for, left to twisting and shoving and pushing. The ball into the forecourt. It took them 7 that time to get it up the floor.
Lady Ravens have played good, aggressive defense in the backcourt. Now a 3 up good. Brianna West.
19 for Brittany West. That is her 5th 3 today. 57-42 Penn. Right back to a 15-point spread.
Let's talk. Coach Folsom is going to maybe utilize the timeout.
Here's the 3 for the baseline. Sam will knock it in from the corner for 3.
Sam Brennan in double figures with 10 points. She knocked in a 3 in the first quarter and a 3 there.
57-45. Here's a 3 again, and another one hit by Brittany West. Because Brittany West is just phenomenal. She is, what, 7 of 8? Is that, I don't think that last one's in either. Let me look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6 of 7.
6 of 7, 3-point shooting. Here's Samara for 2. 60-47. William Penn. We have a collision. We've got bodies all over the floor, and
we're going to get Sam with a reach in behind. Does that shock you? Sam is so quick. She reached in, committed the foul. That's going to be her 4th. And now she's going to check out, and that's a big foul. 4 with just under 5 to play in the third quarter.
We're going to have 4 substitutions into the ball game for Benedictine. And, guys, how about you set that lineup? What do you say?
Yep. The Lady Ravens are going to be out there on the floor right now with Twyla Karski and Allie Brzozowski. You're going to have Allie Kramer, Aaliyah Raines, and Heather Runabom.
Ball comes in out on top. Penn will take it down to the left corner where a little traffic there for Morgan Terry. Now outside, here's a 3. It's an air ball taken down by Twyla. Benedictine up the court. Here comes Kramer. She'll race down the right side. Look away pass underneath. Allie up and missed it. She kind of got bumped a little bit and missed the shot.
Yeah, and on that last possession, you saw Coach Fulton look like a third base coach winding a player around third. I mean, he had the big windmill. He wants his team to run right now and probably to try to score some points and just get the offense ticking.
Well, he wants to score points, and again, he knows that Penn has got no bench. Penn has played six players here tonight. He's hoping to try to get him tired down. Shot clock's at 5. At 4, the ball on the floor. 2, it goes up, and we're going to have a Benedictine foul with 1 on the shot clock. It's on Ali Brzezowski.
So, all right. I think I'm starting to figure out a little bit about how Penn is running this offense. Okay, we talked about it. If they don't get the quick three, they're slowing it down, right?
Yes.
I think when they're slowing it down, they're really not moving around underneath. They're not cutting. They're not getting screens. They're just slowing down and really taking a break on the floor.
So they're resting out in the broad daylight.
Exactly. Okay. Because, I mean, watch it. There's nothing going on around away from the basketball. And then all of a sudden the shot clock gets to about 8, and then they start the offense. And that's when you start seeing the screens happen and people start to cut and come up, and that's when you're getting that ball screen and then get through the lane.
2 free throws good by Brittany West. She's got 24 points with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. She'll get 30-something tonight.
See, and this 2-3 zone also helps to slow down
you're not using up all that energy.
You're not chasing players around.
Expending a lot of effort. BC will feed it to the free throw line. Allie backs in through the double team. Shoots, misses badly. Rebound fought over by 2 Ravens. And now we're going to get a foul in the middle and a whistle on the floor as the shot clock expires.
So the later Ravens are going to get the ball out of bounds with 1 second. We're going to reset it to 20?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Coach Williamson, I'm surprised he's not having a little issue with that. It should have been maybe at 1 or 2.
Huh.
Ravens are going to bring it out on top. Here's going to be Runnabomb with it. Over into the right corner. It's going to be pushed and lost out of bounds. Off Allie Kramer. Benedictine is going to turn it over. And guess that was Brittany West who made that happen.
Yeah, Brittany West. And right now the state's been here in the second half has amped up some things when they want to. I mean, again, they're playing slow, and then they just jump on you and know that.
Ball into the forecourt. They'll lob it down the right side. Fantasia White has it. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Third quarter's moved pretty quickly.
Look at this.
They're just standing.
See?
Letting the clock run. They're resting. They're standing out of the court, looking around. 9 seconds, 8 seconds on the shot clock.
Look, there was your ball screen.
And
now
the pop. And that time she'll miss the three. A rare miss for Brittany West. And she was wide open, and it was perfectly online just short. Benedictine coming out with a rebound. And out on top. Runnabomb passes up the three, kicks it over to Rain. She'll launch a three, and she will hit it. How about that shot? Aaliyah Rain.
Aaliyah Rain with her first bucket of the ball game. And for the Lady Ravens now, that is their second player that has come off the bench to score tonight. Allie Kramer with 2, Aaliyah Rain with 3. How about that? Both Big 7 players.
Fantasia White kicks it over to the right side. William Penn back on offense. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. We've got contact, a foul, and probably going to be on Twyla. It is.
So Twyla will commit the foul, and it's going to be her second for the Lady Ravens. If that is 4 team fouls so far. Excuse me, 5 team fouls here in the third quarter.
We're kind of more coming back into the ball game, and I'm surprised that they are taking Brittany West out. And is this coach's chance to give her a little wind? No, she's not coming out. First free throw is going to be up and good for Brianna Wendland. Wendland coming to the line, a 69% free throw shooter. She is 2 of 2 here this evening. Has 13 points, 14 points, 64-50. And Benedictine Gus is gaining no ground. At halftime, they were trailing by, 13? Right now, they're trailing by 14, not making any inroads.
But shot clock was at 20. There we go. Need to go 30. But right now, you look at William Penn, their shooting percentage is starting to crater. They're down almost 10%.
Yes. Yes. They're all the way down to 62%.
But they're still shooting 58% from behind the arc at 11 of 19. That's just unheard of.
Here's the feed in the middle of Natalie. Look at her get doubled up quickly off that zone. The bounce is going to come out on top over to the right side again. Range looks inside. Will drive to the baseline. Picked up on a double team. Feed to the middle. Samarin shot off balance. Misses. And the rebound pulled down by William Penn. Coming up with the basketball, it's going to be Morgan Terry. And back into the forecourt comes Makayla Moore. Moore all the way to the baseline. Throws one wildly in the air. And
slips
to the ball. Slips it and falls to the floor. She's okay.
Yeah, and this is what happened. Kramer got caught on a blow-by, and she tried to catch back up, and was a little frustrated, reaches out, pushes Moore. Moore's coming to the free throw line for a couple.
Just over 2 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Look, I liked it. The backside official, he's asking the guy that we talked about, saying, you think we need to check that out on the monitor? He said, no, it was just a push. Let's go. And see, he said, we're fine.
Mikayla, 70.4% free throw shooter. She's 2 out of 3 here this evening with a dozen points. Conference newcomer of the year misses her first shot.
How many times, though, will we see officials say, oh, yeah, let's go to the monitor, spend 5 minutes, and then, yeah, it was just a common foul.
Then do nothing, yeah. Still 64 to 50, William Penn. Moore's second one is on its way, and it will fail also. Rebounding it down is going to be Brzezowski. Benedictine coming up court with it. And Gus, Lakana Moore's noticeably limping out on the court right now. BC with the top side. They're standing around a lot on offense. They'll work around to the left. Back out on top, run a bomb. Right side, Reigns. Flashing to the top of the high post. Now they'll drive inside. The hook back out on top. There may have been a foul. And there may have been a travel. Nothing called. Now the rebound is going to be up and followed up and in by Natalie Samarin. 64-52 Penn with a minute 25 to go in the third quarter. Penn into the forecourt down the left side. Windland is going to be jammed up. It is, does a great job getting rid of the ball. Now Moore, a baseline three, and knocks it down. Michaela Moore, my goodness. Missed two free throws. It comes back down to the next position and drains a three.
The Lady Ravens are really aggressive right as the ball comes across the timeline. They're trying to steal the ball out there, but if they don't, it's kind of like a cornerback trying to jump a pass out in the flat. If you miss it, you're in some trouble.
Spinning into the lane. What a beautiful move by Aaliyah Reigns. The defender ends up on her back, and Macy Kuchta could not cover her. Picks up her first foul tonight.
So for Aaliyah Reigns, she is going to come to the free throw line for a couple. Reigns just has 3 points so far here in the ballgame.
1 minute to go in the third quarter. First free throw is perfect. Benedictine at the free throw line, now 9 of 10 as a team. One more shot coming up. Jeff West High School.
William Penn was 8 of 20 the first time these two teams played from behind the arc. So far tonight, they are 12 of 20. We've still got a quarter to play.
Benedictine coming up with a steal in the backcourt, and now Brzezowski is jumped on by a couple of William Penn players. They will call a jump basketball. It will come back to Benedictine in the backcourt. 50 seconds to go in the third.
One thing you don't like about that is it burns the jump ball for the end of the quarter.
It's true.
And you had the ball anyway, you know?
Benedictine would love to get this thing down to 10 or even 9. If they could get a single digits going into the fourth quarter. Back over to the right side. Runabout, a long three. There it is! Have a runabout!
All of a sudden, the Ravens bench has started to score for this team. Heather Runabaugh with her first bucket of the ballgame, and Lady Ravens back to within 10.
And Benedictine is going to have another possession. Runabaugh reaches in, slaps the ball out of the hands of Brianna Windland. It'll come back in again to William Penn. What, are they going to get rid of the basketball?
Yeah, we're going to switch them out.
It goes into the crowd, so they will switch it out, disinfect that ball. And it's going to come in right in front of Jaden Bristol. Saxton over there. 28 to go in the third quarter, 22 on the shot clock. Skip pass comes in to Macy Kuchta. Kuchta works her way over to the right side, dumps it into the corner. Moore back out of top. Kuchta plays off the screen, accelerates that to the baseline, brings that on top. Here's West. He's been so good, that three won't go. Rebound, runabout, fouled over the back by Windland, her third foul.
Dang.
Windland's really frustrated. She knew she made a bad mistake.
Yeah, and Coach Williamson's really upset with Windland, and now he turns and tells his assistant. That's her third foul.
And I tell you what, again, guys, whatever Penn is doing to get Brittany West those wide-open shots, it is working. She is open, and I mean not just open, but she is open.
Allie Brzezowski going to check out, and Skylar Washington going to come in for these last 15 seconds.
Heather at the free throw line. First of two is good. And just, we talked about it a moment ago, Benedictine could make this a single-digit deficit going into the fourth quarter. Well, they have. Second one. Off the mark, rebound, And is that a lane violation? She broke in too quickly. She knew she missed it.
But the good part is, won't go against her average.
67-58 pin. 14 seconds to go in the third quarter. It'll come in, and they got plenty of time. Wendland up the floor. Still to the backcourt. Takes it across. 8 seconds. Back over to the right side. Runabout playing some great defense. Now the ball gets way on top. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Driving in. Here's a desperation shot at the buzzer, and it kicks out. That thing was almost down, and we go to the fourth quarter in Atchison. This could be a fantastic finish. We're taking a break. Three quarters in the book. William Penn, Lady Statesman, 67, Benedictine, 58.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Welcome back to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. We go to the fourth quarter of tonight's quarterfinal game in the Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's Postseason Basketball Tournament. Benedictine, the number 2 seed in the South. William Penn, the number 3 seed in the North. And when you have a 2 and a 3, you expect the best game in the tournament. We're getting that here, I think, tonight.
Yeah, I mean, this has been just a fantastic back-and-forth tie basketball game between these two. And right now, Benedictine doing everything they can to claw themselves back in.
Very interesting lineup to begin the fourth quarter for the Ravens and head coach Chad Folsom. On the left side, Michaela Moore for three. No. Rebound, offensive board. Blocked by Samarin. Taken away by Allie Kramer. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens on the left side. The kick over across to the right, and it's going to be lost out of bounds. It's saved back in for the Ravens, and now tied up down on the floor. And are we calling a foul?
Yeah, we're going to white ball because they're going to say William Penn kicked it while it was on the floor.
There you go. And again, the official taking charge and making the call. Coming out of the game for Penn is going to be Morgan Terry, and checking back in, Bailey Reardon. Reardon's got 3 fouls. Wendland has 3 fouls for Penn. 9:36 to go in the ball game. Benedictine will have it in. 22 on the shot clock. It'll be put in at their offensive baseline just to the right of the bucket. Allie Kramer will be doing the inbound work. Kramer in Washington with, who else we got out there? Reigns and Runabom and Samarin. Those are your Raven Five. Skyler out on top. Heather. She wants it in the middle. She wants Natalie. Gets it to her at the free throw line. Back over to the left. Reigns cuts into the middle. Kicks it back to Nat. She goes into the lane. Pulls up from 12. And she will hit that one every time.
Natalie having a big game. 16 points now.
9:20 to go in the game. And Benedictine is back within 7. It's 67-60. Penn starting to feel the pressure of the Raven comeback. On top is Reardon.
And didn't you talk about this moments ago? They've lost 3 straight, that if things are going south, they could snowball.
Here's a feed. Moore from the baseline. Her 3 missing badly. Rebound, Allie Kramer. Here comes Benedictine. The momentum has shifted to the Ravens' side. 8:50 to play. BC with it out on top. Here's a 3. Short. Rebound pulled down by William Penn and Brianna Wendland. Outlet pass quickly down the left side to Kuchta. She's going to hold it up. Penn's going to slow this thing down up here, top side now. Here's Wendland with the basketball. Goes to the right. Back out top of the key. In the hands now of Reardon. Right side, Kuchta. See, again, they run the shot clock. It's at 11. It's at 10. It's at 9. They're still not even looking to shoot. Back over to the left side. Here's the one from the top of the key. Way short, Gus Reardon. A little bit out of gas. That ball was way short. Ravens rebounded down. BC cannot afford to waste the possessions. They trail by 7. Topside with it is going to be Runabom. Back over to the right, Kramer. Benedictine looking inside. Runabom will drive it on top. Lob pass over to the left. Saved nicely. Jump shot from 16. Good! How about that by Aaliyah Ray?
Leo Raines now with 7 points. And if you're following along with your score sheet at home and you're comparing it to Dax, then you're going to say, well, Dax has Aaliyah for double digits at 10. Well, they gave Runabombs 3 to Aaliyah. Here's a driving shot. Is that a charge? Yes, it is. And that was, how about that? Aaliyah Raines drawing the charge in the middle. Benedictine is on a 10-0 run, and William Penn taking a timeout. Ravens at home, the crowd on their feet, and we've got a break. 7:33 to play in the game. William Penn 67, Benedictine 62.
We are dreaming of spring, and with spring dreams come home update dreams. This is Tisa with L&L Construction. Whether it's a kitchen update, a bathroom remodel, or an addition to your home, we have the expertise to make it happen. How about some fresh curb appeal? New siding or windows can do the trick. If you're dreaming of home updates, contact the guys in the red trucks and let us turn your spring dreams into reality. Give us a call. L&L Construction, 913-367-3161.
William Penn coming out on the court with Morgan Terry and Brittany West, Macy Kuchta, LaKayla Moore, and Brianna Wendland. But the Lady Ravens are out there with Aaliyah Raines and Allie Brzezowski. You're going to have Sam Brennan, Allie Kramer, and Skylar Washington. Here's Sam with it, feeds in the middle of Skylar. Skylar on the floor, takes a screen, shoots and scores, Skylar! And the Ravens are within three.
So right now, the Lady Ravens set a 12-0 run.
12-0 run with 7:11 to go in the game now. Benedictine within three. Yep. William Penn has folded up here in the fourth quarter. Late third and now into the fourth. Penn works around to the left side. Looks into the middle. Skip pass. Back and in. Back and in. Shot blocked by Brzezowski out of bounds.
But you start looking at the William Penn shooting percentage. The threes have gone back to 50% at 12 of 24. Their floor shooting has gone back almost 20 points from halftime. They're down to 53% from the floor. And Benedictine creeping up to 50% at 49% shooting.
Brittany West, over to the left side, to LaKayla Moore. Now backing in is going to be Morgan Terry. Backing in, twist, turn, blocked again, Brzezowski. They're going to call her for a foul. Raven fans are not happy with this. You can hear the moans across the gymnasium. And two free throws coming from Morgan Terry. Because Morgan Terry has not scored a point in this game. A 67.9% free throw shooter. Looking to break that 12-0 run. And it rolls in.
Ball had to think about going through. And now the official is going to stop play for a little bit. And he's going to talk to a fan real quick. And here we go.
It has been over 5 minutes since Penn had scored. Their last score came at 1:20 to go in the third quarter. One more shot here for Terry, and it will fail. Rebound for Brzezowski. 68-64, 6:40 to play. Brzezowski goes over to the right side to Sam. Look away, pass out on top range. She almost pulled a trigger on that three, kicks it back over to Sam instead. Now Brzezowski at the free throw line. Back to Sam. She's alone. It's a three. It is good. Sam Brennan. What a shot. The senior from Cape Girardeau brings Benedictine within one.
Sam with, how about this, her third three-pointer of the ballgame. She's got 13 from what could be her last game here at the Nolan.
The pass to the middle, and Raines reaches in to steal it away, and they're going to call her for a foul, fouling Morgan Terry. It'll be Benedictine's second foul of the fourth quarter. Penn has committed only one here in the fourth. Shot clock back to 20. Wendland will put it in play for Penn. Because Penn is getting gassed right now. They are wearing down. 6:10 to go, and they'll dump it over to the right side. LaKayla Moore looks into the middle. Goes into the lane. Nice body check. No foul. The shot from the top of three. Nicely done. Brianna Wendland has 17. That was a big shot for Penn, going in front now 71-67.
All right, so Clark will be at home on Friday night as they thumped Evangel today, 66-49.
BC into the lane, the kick over to the left side, and we're going to have a three-second call against BC. No.
Oh, no. That kind of threw me, too, because he gave me the signal for 3 seconds, and instead he's going to say that the ball was kicked.
They're going to call a foul. They just called a foul on Michaela Moore.
So for Moore, it's going to be your second.
Braves are going to bring it in out on top. Reigns back to the left side. Kramer feeds underneath. Skyler goes up, can't get it to ball, and draws a foul. That was a beautiful pass across the lane.
For a second, I thought Skyler was going to get an and one as that ball went up and hung on the rim and then fell away. Skyler Washington, the free throw line, and that is now the fourth foul of the ballgame against Brianna Winland.
Skyler at the free throw line. She's got 17 tonight. 18 tonight. It's 71-68. And we've still got 5:37 to play. Fourth quarter minutes are like dog years. They last. The free throw, yes. 71-69. No. Yikes. Thank you. Here comes Penn with the basketball. William Penn will walk it into the forecourt. LaKayla Moore down the right side. Gets it out between the circles to Kuchta. She'll work it over to the left. Now they're running a little motion. Gus, you know what? You need to contact Larry Buesinger, Julie Avey. They're at Mass Mutual Financial Services, and they'll review your life insurance needs. Larry and Julie, 367-2354, Mass Mutual Financial Services. And as we come back to the floor, a turnover by William Penn.
Another three-second call is going to be the fifth of the ball game.
Up court with the basketball. Here come the Lady Ravens. Over to the left side, Brennan. Looks in. Can't get it to Natalie. Comes out on top. Krasowski back to Kramer. Over to the left side to Skyler. She looks inside. We're at 5 minutes to go. Kramer drives baseline. Goes through two defenders, and there's a collision. Her body's on the floor, and Kramer will come to the free throw line. The foul on Brittany West. First foul of the ball game for Brittany, and the Ravens coming to the free throw line.
So is this the only 7 o'clock game in the conference tonight?
Were the rest of them earlier?
Yeah, because they're all done.
Allie coming to the free throw line, and say what, guys, inside, outside, doesn't matter. L&L Construction, they can rebuild, they can renovate, they can reconstruct, anything you need. Let them turn your ideas into reality. L&L Construction, the guys in the red trucks. Free throw off the rim, bounces twice, won't go in for Kramer. But she can get Benedictine back to within one with his second free throw.
So Clark has defeated Evangel tonight. They'll play the winner of this game up in Dubuque. Grandview will be playing Mid-America on the 26th.
Second free throw's good. It is a one-point game with 4:50 to play. Time's time for the basketball. William Penn. They'll work it around to the left of Kuchta. Brzezowski flashes up for defense. Now drops back down. On the right side, it's going to be LaKayla Moore. And we get a turnover, an offensive foul on LaKayla Moore. She dropped the shoulder and went into Skyler Washington. Skyler Washington did a tremendous job of drawing the third foul of the ballgame on LaKayla Moore. We're going to take a timeout. Taking a break with 4.5 to go in the game. William Penn, 71, Benedictine, 70.
Hey, this is Brent from Skyway Vapes right here in Atchison. Have you tried everything to quit smoking but nothing has seemed to work? Well, why don't you try Skyway Vapes at 1344 Old Skyway Highway. We have everything that you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative. We have products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. So come in and see us. We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday 10 to 9 and Sundays 12 to 7.
Welcome back to the Nolan with 4:34 to go in the ball game. It's a 71-70. William Penn lead. Gus Benedictine led for moments early in the ball game. Matter of fact, got up by as many as 7. 5:50 to go, but then Penn turned it on. They pushed to 15 and then 16-point lead. Up 15 with a minute to go in the third quarter, and now the Ravens are within one and have the basketball. 4.5 to play. Here comes Allie Kramer. Out on top to Sam. Brennan. Over to the right side to Skyler. Into the corner. Kramer. It's 3. No, it won't go. Rebound, Allie Brzezowski. She goes up. Can't get it. Rebound, Samarin.
He goes up. There's the lead for Benedictson. Manly Samarin. Adderley with 18 points, and the Lady Ravens now take the lead 72-71. 4:05 left in this contest.
Pin for the basketball left top side. We go inside four now. On the left with it is going to be Reardon. She wants to get it back out on top. Puts it in the hands of Puchta. Penn desperately needs to score in this possession. It's knocked away. Przowski with the steal. Gets it to Kramer. Kramer accelerates. Drives. Loses the handle. Gets it to Skyler. Yes! Skyler Wallace. He's in for two. 74-71. Benedictine with 3:40 to play. Down to the right side. Spinning. The elbows. Brittany West. Back down to the baseline. Moore. Top side to West. The feed into the lane. Spinning shot. Nope. And a Raven foul.
For Allie Brzezowski, it's going to be her third foul of the ball game.
Well, you know what, guys? Tate Plumbing, they are your Atchison favorite for new and remodeled plumbing jobs. If you got any of that kind of work, give them Tate Plumbing a call. 367-1209. They are your answer for professional plumbing needs. Tate Plumbing. First free throw, no good.
So, how about this? Lady Ravens are going to send Twyla to the scores table. It's been a very long time since Twyla's been in the ballgame.
Second free throw rolls. She'll miss them both. Brzezowski with a rebound. She's got to be coming in for Allie, probably. Feet over the left side to Skyler. 3:10 left in the game. Sam to Kramer. Back out on top to Sam to Kramer. I can't go with Allie. We got two of them. The feed in the middle, Brzezowski. Double team, triple team, puts it on the floor. Long cross court pass, Skyler. Shot clock at 8. Shot clock at 7. Skyler drives in, comes back to Kramer, shot clock at 4. In the corner, Skyler. The buzzer beater, no. Rebound, pulled down by Penn, and reaching in, we're going to have a Brzezowski foul. Her fourth personal foul.
So, Allie Brzezowski has four fouls. Three of those have come here in the fourth quarter.
And a very apropos time for Twyla Karras-Quilo to come into the game. And we're going to get a timeout before she does. We're taking a break at 2:47 to play. Coming from behind is now Benedictson 74, Penn 71.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
This will go down as one of the great comebacks in BC women's basketball history.
Yeah, I mean, they got down big in the first half. They were down, what, as many as 15?
16.
16, okay. They were down as many as 16, but have been able to fight their way back here in the second half. And really, here in the fourth quarter, it's been Penn's lack of scoring. Only 4 points so far in the first 7.5 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Penn with the basketball back on offense, now trailing by 3. You look for the long shot, or you try to get to something on the board? Here's a driving shot. It'll be up. It will miss. Rebound, Skyler Washington. Here comes Benedictson. Sam Britton races up the floor, accelerates to the baseline, dishes back over to the left side. Kramer feeds in the middle. Back out on top. It'll come to Skyler. Left side to Kramer. 2:15 to go, 15 on the shot clock. Skyler comes off the screen, lobs it over to Sam. Back in the middle it comes. The feet underneath. Twyla turns, shoots. Got it! Twyla Karras-Quilo!
Twyla with her first bucket of the ball game. It's a great time to do it. Lady Ravens now lead by 5. Just under 2 to play.
Bouncing it over to the right side. Penn in trouble. They've got to score. Ravens looking to play that great defense. The ball spanned away, and we're going to get a foul call. Fisher comes over, lets us know it's on Natalie Samarin.
Not a big deal for Natalie, only her third.
Say what, if you're going to kick off your weekend or your holiday party, you can do it with a stop at Huntley Liquor. Huntley Liquor is your hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
St. Patrick's Day is coming up, right?
I bet they could fix you right up with something green and delightful, right? First free throw is up, and it is no good. One more shot coming here. Brittany West will get that one. Her 25th point tonight. 76-72. Down to a minute 44 to go. Final was in for a moment. Allie is right back into the game. Allie Brzezowski and Allie Kramer coming up the floor. Skylar Washington, Sam Brennan, Natalie Samarin. Sam kicks it over to Skylar. Into the corner, Kramer. Ravens are going to get a little patient, I suspect. Minute and a half to go in the game. The feet to the free throw line. Back out on top. Kramer alone. A three. Yes! How about that? 79-72 with a minute 15 to go. Ravens have pushed now to their largest lead of the game as they are up seven.
Now we're going to get a foul away from the basketball. It's going to be the fourth against Natalie Samarin trying to run through a screen. And held your breath for a little bit, but it looks like all the seeds are going to play true where the higher seeds win in Benedictine. We'll head to Dubuque Friday night for a, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Probably start Friday night.
Bandit Reardon's first shot is up and good.
In Grandview, we'll make a pretty easy little trip down 35 to Olathe to take on Mid-America.
Second free throw, it is also good. Bailey Reardon. But I'll tell you what, with the Ladies Ravens win tonight, Taco John's might be the great post-game stop. Check out the new Queso Blanco loaded nachos. They are fantastic. Taco John's south of the track on 10th Street. We're down to a minute to play. Benedictine with the basketball, leading it by five. Samarin out on top for Zowski. She'll bring it inside to Natalie. Eight on the shot clock. Natalie in, up, got fouled. The foul is on Bailey Reardon. It is her fourth. And I'll tell you what, Reardon went up for a block. It didn't work, but that could have been the H&R block of the game. Tell you what, that H&R block of the game brought to you by the experienced tax professionals at H&R Block and Atchison. Go see them for all your tax preparation needs at 712 Commercial in Atchison. 44 seconds to go.
Look at this. Natalie coming to the free throw line for her first attempt of the evening.
Makes the most of it. Natalie is the best free throw shooter on either of these teams coming in here today. I don't know. I have to look. 83, 84% free throw shooter on the season. She is spectacular. Second free throw. Gets them both. 81-74. 44 seconds to play. Benedictine has now forged a 7-point lead again. Penn coming down the floor. Quickly to the right side. Defense cuts them off. Out on top. This shot deflected. Rebounded it down is Benedictine. Because that could also have been H&R block of the game right there. The feed to the other end. Skyler hits the put in. 83-74, the Lady Ravens are running away. 25 seconds ago. The drive to the left, the collision, is it a charge? They call it a block, and that's the end of the night for Allie. Allie Brzezowski fouls out of the game with 20 seconds to play. What a game for Allie. What a game for these Lady Ravens. Because BC fans are going to be buzzing about this for a long, long time.
Here's the deal. This will be the last time that the Lady Ravens will play in the Nolan this season, and they are going to send the fans away with great feeling about this 2020-2021 team.
Brianna Wendland, first shot is up and good. And usually we say it's the last game ever for a senior. We do not know.
We don't know that this year.
We do not. For the first time ever, we do not know if these seniors may, in fact, be coming back. Wendland will hit them both. And we're going to take a timeout. Tell you what, Gus, the Ravens have been tipping that ball around all night. You know, they have done some fantastic things. And tell you what, we need to mention our good friends from Atchison Dental. They are current with the latest technology, and to make your visit comfortable, to make it convenient, give them a call. Atchison Dental at 367-0212. Atchison Dental. 20 seconds to go. 83-76, and the Lady Ravens, you just get in the van tonight and start heading for Dubuque. Yeah, if you take off tonight, you might be there by start Friday night. BC on the court with Kramer, Brennan, Green, Samarin, and Washington. Man, if we were doing a player of the game, I don't know who would get it. It comes into Natalie. She will dribble it out on top. Look at Natalie Samarin at 6'2", handling the basketball like a point guard. 12 seconds to go, and Penn is just going to stand there and let it go. Final score tonight. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 83. William Penn, 76. And we'll be back here in the Dome to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready for your COVID shot? You don't have to call the health department. You don't have to call your doctor. Atchison County has any case shot of hope. Our Atchison County health organizations are working together through any case shot of hope to help area residents get their COVID-19 vaccine. Learn how to sign up, when you're eligible, where to go, and more. Call the hotline at 913-308-2415 or visit nekshotofhope.org.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Good to have you back with us here in the Nolan is the Benedictine Lady Ravens. Because they, in the third quarter, were down 16 points. As a matter of fact, with a minute 20 to play in the third quarter, they were down 15 points. And in the last 11:20 of the ballgame, they came back and took a 7-point win. What a comeback.
They outscored William Penn in the second half. How about the tune of 49-29 in the second half? For William Penn, just ran out of gas with only 9 points in the fourth quarter. Their shooting was still good enough. I mean, they shot 51% from the floor. They were 13 of 26 from behind the arc.
If you're a coach coming in, okay, if you're Coach Williamson and you tell him he's getting 51% from the floor, 50% from three, and, you know, he's going to say, heck yes.
Yeah, he's going to be thrilled with some of those numbers. I mean, in the one thing that coaches are always going to pull out a number, and there are one thing that they're going to look at, both ways, right? And Coach Williamson's going to look at the free throw shooting. He's going to look that his team left 7 points on the board. Could have helped, right?
Yeah.
You're also going to look that you gave Benedictine 16 points from the free throw line tonight. Benedictine going 16 of 19 from the free throw line tonight. Rebounding edge, it went to Benedictine in a big way, 35-18 with only 5 offensive rebounds for Penn. Benedictine was able to pull down 14 boards on the offensive end and turn those 14 offensive rebounds into 12 points.
I'm going to recap all that scoring because there's a bunch tonight. What are we talking about? Like 159 points.
Going to need to take a breath real quick. Here we go. For William Penn tonight, they had a leading scorer. It was Brittany West. 25 points. But only one of those points came in the fourth quarter. Scoring drops down to 19 for Brianna Wendelin. 15 for Lakaya Moore. It was a 9-point ball game for Macy Kucha. 7 for Bailey Reardon. And it was Terry Morgan coming off the bench, knocking in a free throw. For Benedictine tonight, there were Payson scoring. Thank you very much. There were Payson scoring tonight by Skylar Washington with her 23 points. It was Natalie Samarin with 20, a 13-point night for Sam Brennan. Scoring drops down to Allie Brzezowski who finishes the night with 8.7 for Aaliyah Raines. Allie Kramer with 6.4 for Heather Runnebaum. And Twyla Karaskio came in the fourth quarter and knocked down a shot.
Incredible play by the Benedictine Lady Ravens. And Gus, this is a team, and you can look out there at the players on the court. You can look at the coaches and the entire support staff. This is a team that's not done playing yet. They want to keep playing, and they showed that to everyone here tonight.
Yeah, Benedictine now going to turn their attention to the Pride of Clark and get another shot at Clark. They were just up there a few weeks ago on a Saturday afternoon and came up a little short against a really good ball club. McKenna Hazy and company came away with a big win this evening. So for Benedictine, not a bad way to close out the season in the Nolan with an 83-76 win, a big comeback tonight.
Now, we need to talk about tomorrow night because we're just having some fun. And tomorrow night, it's going to be a busy night we're going to have here on Cure Radio. We got the news we're going to then have. We got a little sports look happening tomorrow night. I think before the news, we're going to have Johnny with his Coach's Insight programs. And then sports look. And then right after sports look, it is a 6 o'clock game. Don't pay any attention to the things that you've heard earlier in the week. It's been a recent change. The game is at 6 o'clock tomorrow night as the Benedictine Ravens men's team going to be back here in the Nolan, and they are going to be hosting Grandview coming out of Des Moines. You said, didn't they just play Grandview? Well, the answer to that is yes. Yes, they did just play Grandview just a few days ago, and they're going to have them back in here tomorrow night. You'll be able to hear all of it live here on Care Radio. It is going to be a 6 o'clock tip-off for the Raven men here in the Nolan. Don't know what else to say. We want to thank you for having joined us. A thrilling victory for the Lady Ravens tonight. Benedictine, 83. William Penn, 76. And until we greet you next time, for Joseph, he did a tremendous job back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, appreciate it all. For Gus Counts with me here, Tom Counts. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and our coverage of Benedictine Raven postseason basketball here on Care Radio. The preceding broadcast was made possible by these outstanding local sponsors: Larry Busing and Julie Avey at MassMutual Financial Services, Tate Plumbing, L&L Construction, Hundley Liquor, and Taco John's in Atchison. This has been a Care Radio sports production.